This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to patiently await on guest number two, surprise guest number two. And if they fail us, well, then we'll have to badmouth them. As we are here live in surprise for spring training, it is also Mike Bassick's last day. It is also a shout-out Friday, Corey. What do you got?
I saw this one from, 214. Sounds like a good one to me. Shout out to Mike and pause, Sue. We'll miss Mike, but I'm looking forward to his call the Rangers games. Before he leaves, I wanted to shout out Sue for putting up with him all these years.
Facts.
Also, a little backstory. I'm thankful for Sue, who was the doctor who finally diagnosed my youngest daughter with a rare and incurable kidney disease while she was in high school. Despite several rounds of chemo, my daughter, a two-sport high school athlete, played a full college lacrosse career at a Big East Division I school. She would not have been able to achieve her goals if it had not been for Sue. And as fate would have it, Sue's now my son's daughter's pediatrician. So thank you to Mike and Sue. My family will always be grateful.
Thank you very much.
I almost teared up reading that
one. Oak Cliff Pediatrics. Yeah. That's where sick Noah goes.
My wife is pretty awesome at her job. She truly cares about her patients, the parents, and makes sure that she takes the time to make sure that the parents feel that they've been taken care of, that it didn't feel like just an in and out, because obviously they're the parents of their children. They love them a whole bunch, and it's tough. I know that it is tough as a doctor. That you have people in the waiting room and you have a lot of patients to see, but you have to have patience with the parents to make sure that they feel like they have all the information possible and that she truly cares about the people and not just the job.
It's wild because last night we were literally just talking about being a doctor having to tell people bad news.
Oh, my God.
And, like, that's not an easy part of the job because you don't know how they're going to react. You also empathize with them. And there's also these things. And I can imagine, Mike, being a supportive husband when she gets home. There have been nights where you've just been like, I'm just going to have to shut up and listen tonight and pour you a nice glass of wine.
Yeah. And we like drinking wine.
Hey, put on some weight. Hey, Alec, if you want to call back surprise guest number two, I think he is ready now.
All right.
In the meantime, Corey, you can answer these questions before Mike. I have over-under betting odds for Mike's new career.
All right.
Is it on the website that you go to?
No, I have created these odds. I love numbers. I feel like these are accurate.
Numbers calm his mind.
That's true. Over-under. Number of seasons employed with the Rangers.
Over, under. I'm going to set it at 3.
Oh, I got it at... I heard you, Alec. I promise. I got it at 2.5.
I'll take the over.
Okay.
I'll take the
All
over.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see if our next surprise guest will confirm that, because coming up right now, former Rangers pitcher, somebody who it feels like him and Mike hate each other at times.
I know who this is.
It is Derek Holland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, my phone overheated while I was waiting for you guys to call.
Because our show's been on fire. I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, Mike.
How's coaching and golfing going?
It's going really well. I'm enjoying myself. How's not really caring about the radio right now?
That's awesome. Can you tell the difference?
Not really. I really can't.
It's 2 weeks, and it seems like you've You've already checked out. I'm proud of you. Sounds like the normal Mike Bassick.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's it hasn't. So you said you kind of contradicted yourself there, Derek. Is you kind of said that it sounds the same, but you can tell I've checked out.
No, I was just saying you checked out.
Yeah. Well, I met your coach the other day at Rockwall.
I know you did. That was pretty cool.
And
I'm happy
he said
for you.
We can play some golf soon.
Well, we're waiting for it, but I don't know. You're kind of big time now. You haven't really talked to me since you got your new gig at working for the Rangers.
Oh, good point.
Well, I mean, I am bigger than you now. So.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, they called you. They didn't call me.
Yeah.
Oh,
I only have to be with the Rangers on their broadcast for – how many years did you get with the Rangers? 7? 8?
I was with them for 8.
Yeah, so I have to go. So the over-under, I have to beat 8.
Hey, Derek, would you say that you and Mike get along? Because sometimes it's hard to tell.
I would say so. It's just a lefty thing. You guys wouldn't understand.
Well, Kevin's left-handed.
I'm naturally left-handed.
He just
thank
writes
you very much.
Right-handed because a teacher slapped him with a ruler.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
True story.
Yeah, but see, you're not a true lefty, though.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to get you, if you would like, involved with some of our betting odds for Mike Bassick's new career.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. The over-under at 0.5 times Mike will use the word farthead or fart knocker in a game this season on the TV broadcast. Over-under is at 0.5.
Man, I really want to take the over because I know how he is personality-wise. But I think he has to be very professional. So with his at least the first year, I don't think we'll hear it. But going forward, we definitely will.
Okay.
I'm with Derek on that. I think first year, once he gets comfortable, he's going to be like, you know what? Honeymoon's over. Now you'll get the real Mike.
You know what? Because of that, I'm glad that you said that. We're going to skip ahead to year two for my next question. Uh-huh. Over under is 1.5 in year two. The mentions of the movie or general plot description of Indecent Proposal in a Texas Rangers TV broadcast. 1.5 in year two is the over-under.
Man, you set the bar low. I feel like he would definitely, I would say the bar should be set at 3.5.
You might be right. You might be right about that.
Go over.
If any situation ever comes up about money, I just feel like Mike's brain's going to be like, don't do it. And then the other part's like, hey, you know what he could do? Sell him to Robert Redford.
They're going to be like, Robert Redford, the natural? I'm like, no, Robert Redford, Indecent Proposal.
All right, Corey,
Derek's dead on. Okay. You set that way too low. That's an easy play.
All right. So
you guys are being too generous.
Okay, fair. Now, this is going to be a tricky question. I need your percentage odds on this one. Percentage chance that Mike is on Peace-a-thon this year for at least 8 hours.
Oh man.
Shut up,
I'm gonna say about 5%.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That could be high when I saw Mike's face at the number.
The way I see it was once Mike's done with the radio, there will be no such thing as radio to him. They will be
that.
Completely eliminated. He will not be doing things to help you guys.
That's or any that's fair. I've America. Already been fighting that battle, man.
Yeah,
I've already
look at how he quit the NBA like that. I mean, So
good point.
I'm with. I think he says 5%. I'm going to say 48% is where I'm going to set that at because I think there's a way. I think there is a way that
for
we
eight
might
hours?
Be able. Don't worry, man. You
really
like
think
things.
He likes. You really think he likes everybody at the station?
He likes me.
To be done with you guys.
He likes Corey. Yeah, he likes Corey. He seems okay with Alec.
My Peace-a-thon.
He likes your radio show, your group of guys. But other than that, no chance does he like anybody else. Especially Sean. I wish I could have heard how you guys reacted or how you guys talked about goodbyes to Sean and what's he going to miss the most. I missed it because you guys were talking about it, but I got here to the field, so I didn't get to hear it.
It was cordial.
Mike
was
really
cordial.
Hammered home the fact that they don't know each other outside of sports whatsoever. It was really nice.
Yeah, honest.
All right, Mike, what would you set over-under Peace-a-thon hours at? Feels like you think 8 is significantly too high.
I would say over-under should be 1 hour.
What?
These new studios are going to be in Oklahoma.
It's not that far.
You think everything outside of a 15-minute radius is Oklahoma.
You guys are going to be like, I'm gonna be like, golly, am I at the casino yet?
It's not even past Richardson North. It's in Dallas.
forever.
That's how it is trying to get him to golf with me. It seems like it's so far away. He doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, Ross Colinas.
He really needs teleportation.
Okay, this one I feel like you'll take the under, so I'm going to move to season three on this.
Ooh.
Season three of Mike Bacsik, over under 0.5. Will he mention, by accident probably, that a GM once told him to keep trick effing him?
I would definitely say it's over for sure. He'll say
okay,
that.
Wow. Oh, we're taking the...
Shocked. I didn't think he was going to make it to year three, so I'm pretty happy to hear that you guys think he'll get that far.
I think
Corey believes in
years
him.
Three is that's the limit though, Derek. That's as far as I'm going on that one. But yeah, I think that's a good story. Like it really is a good story, and Mike's these guys got to be a storyteller now.
That'll be one to remember. Yeah, when there's a lefty throwing, I don't know, 88 to 91, which is harder than I did, but I'm gonna be like, yeah, probably somebody is like in the bullpen telling him, hey, you just got to trick F him.
So my next one. How many mentions of the KNC masterpiece this season? Ooh. Corey, I'm going to start with you. We are in season one. Got to be best behavior. It might be none. But how many mentions of the KNC masterpiece?
I'm going to say I'll take if it's set at one.
It's set at 0.5.
I'm taking the under.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow y'all's lead on this. And Derek, you can chime in after this. Is would you rather me say Bruce Bochy said this on 105.3 The Fan or on The Fan or said it on the KNC masterpiece? What would you guys rather me say? If on your Wednesday interview with Bochy, Bochy said something that I'm going to use on the Wednesday game. How would you guys like for me to use what Bochy said on his show?
I know our boss is listening, so I'm going to say on KNC masterpiece on 105.
I'm not going to say all that.
He's just going to pick one. You got to pick one.
Yeah, say the KNC masterpiece. Everybody knows we're on the Fan.
Wow! I'm going to say the Fan.
I personally agree with that, too. I think you should represent the guys that you worked for and the show-wise, and I think you should be saying KNC masterpiece. I mean, that's how it should be, but knowing Mike, he will not do that. He will probably just say the interview with Bruce Bochy on the radio.
I heard it somewhere today.
Yeah.
On the Rangers radio
network. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, Derek, are there any other betting odds that you would like to know? I can compute them for you. Or do you want to just tell Mike that you're proud of him?
I feel like Mike will also get to the point. He does get very passionate about each sports team that he likes. And I feel like when the moment hits, he might drop his, you know, something like, what is that turd doing out there when they make a bad play or something like that. I could see him being a little too aggressive and forgetting that he's on the TV. So I could see that happening.
Yeah, I unfortunately can see that happening.
And I could, you know what, I could also see because, you know, I know his love for Dwight Powell on the Mavericks. So I could see him picking a player and doing the exact same thing he did on the radio about a certain player.
Oh, that's a great point. And you think he's going to
be
like
a really good teammate?
Yeah,
he can't like, play the sport.
What is he doing out there? What is he, Dwight Powell? And you're going to be like, what? Oh,
Dwight Powell's made almost $100 million being a good teammate.
Now, Derek, I know you and Mike's favorite pastime is to kick each other in the junk. This is his last day on radio. Mm. Are you excited to see how he's going to do in the next stage of his broadcast career?
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. As much as we always have fun and everything, and I've learned a lot from you guys when I was working with you guys on the radio, and Mike was always good to help me as well, especially when we were off the field. Off the radio, we'd have a lot of conversations helping me out. So I think Mike's going to thrive in this. I know what's great about what the Rangers did is obviously hiring somebody who's very passionate about the Rangers, somebody that cares about the team, that gets into it. He's very animated. I think he's going to do an excellent job out there. Rather than trying to put him down right now, and as he would do to me, Mike, I think you're going to do great. I wish you nothing but the best out there. Kick some butt. Have fun with it. Give the fans what they deserve. Get them involved. Get into the games. Be passionate about this whole thing.
Thank you, Derek. You know, I can remember being out here in Surprise 14 years ago, and you guys were the defending American League champions. Do you guys remember how that season ended?
Jeez, Mike.
You know what, Mike? Now that I think about it, I hope you sucked. I hope you were terrible on the radio. I hope in the middle of one of your interviews, when you're talking and the camera's on you, your chair breaks and you fall down.
Hey, and then the next year after you guys, after 11, I came out here for the 2012 spring training, and I thought, this is the best Rangers team ever. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? Remember who had a longer career, me or you?
Oh. Hey, Derek, the best way to make him mad now is to take his old job.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
I don't want his job because it's already bad enough as it is. I don't need to go in there and try to fill those shoes.
Oh, man.
He's already been terrible.
Hey, Derek.
I do. I hope, Mike, I hope your car runs out of gas today. I know.
No, we got to ride with him. No.
But after we get to the airport, after we get back to the airport.
You're just wishing bad things on my wife now.
Oh.
No, just you.
Just
I want your wife to, instead of come and pick you up, I want her to make you sit there and think about what you've done.
She's kind of made me do that sometimes in my life. I'm not the best husband at times. I try to be, but I fail a lot.
Oh, I can see. You weren't really the best teammate either. So giving up home runs and stuff, iconic home runs. I mean, my goodness.
At one point, I got called into an office, and they said, do you know what a cancer is?
Jesus Christ.
All right, Derek. Man.
Thanks very much.
You know
Derek,
we love you, buddy.
Coming
hey,
on.
Derek, look forward to talking
I'm just
to you
teasing
again.
You. I love you. I don't even know if you're baseball friends like we are. I don't know how to have a relationship with a baseball friend without ragging the dude.
That's how it's supposed to be. You do it because you care. You don't do it because you hate them. And that's what people need to learn. When people make fun of each other, they do it because they care. It's not because they hate somebody. Mike, kick some butt out there. Have fun with it. You're gonna kill it, buddy.
I'll see you on the golf course next week. How about that?
Yeah, I'll be out there soon.
All right, go North Lake.
That's right. Let's go.
There you go.
Derek Holland right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I got some Rangers questions and answers for you, or we can combo Forgiveness Friday, and there's a present here for you.
Whoa!
I'll let you guys decide, and we'll do it next here in The Fan.
That ties his season high. Now you got to move for Kyrie. Hang on!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. The Mavericks were victorious last night, 103-96. Mike was stunned to learn that Moses Brown was back on the team. He scored 20 points last night. I know that Charlotte is terrible, but the Mavericks get a win right there. We are live in surprise.
Corey got me a Moses Brown rookie card one time.
I did.
Hey!
I liked him, like, I don't know, was it four years ago he was on the Mavs? And I thought he can contribute, but, you know, unfortunately Dwight Powell's in his way.
By the way, I hope you guys have been enjoying our confessional videos brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding. Very emotional one from Mike this morning. Or you'll think it's hilarious. Right now, we get this from the 214. When are we doing Forgiveness Friday? We're doing Forgiveness Friday right now. 877-881-1053. Do you need to ask somebody for forgiveness? Do they need to ask you for forgiveness? And also, Corey, if you say it's okay in this segment, we have a present for Mike.
All right. That sounds good. Let's get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I don't know if you have this anywhere else in the show, but it is about Jake Berger.
About the hospital bracelet?
Yeah,
you should definitely bring that
up. Can we ask for forgiveness for him being an amazing dad? His daughter, his four-month-old daughter, Penelope, had successful open-heart surgery on Monday. And so he'd been gone most of this week. He shows back up yesterday and hits his first Rangers home run wearing her hospital band on his wrist. And Jake Berger, salute to you, good sir, because that one right there, that's awesome. That's an awesome moment. And I saw everybody signing the blanket for her.
That was delightful.
That was special. That was special to see teammates do stuff like that. I like it a lot.
And they all, like, the really cool thing on the blanket is it felt like you were getting their best possible signature. Even though I imagine it's probably not super easy to sign a blanket, but
signing cloth is not easy.
You gotta stretch it out and hope that it stays.
And then as soon as you pull the pen, it pulls the material with it, and you're like, ugh. So yeah, that is not easy to do. So, Jake Berger, I think the fans, I think this is extreme. I think Berger could have a little bit of a Mike Napoli effect in this.
I'm with you.
In terms of just general likability.
Yeah, I think likability.
Bash his left-handed hitting.
Big home runs, you know, kind of that just, yeah, he's a big dude, but kind of that normal guy kind of feel to him. Like, hey, he's you know, you look at Corey Seager and Sebastian Walcott, you're like, I can never look like that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Now, I want to go to Nestor Cortes, who definitely needs to ask for forgiveness. This is an actual thing, Mike, that he actually said about the World Series.
Yeah.
Quote, they, being the Dodgers, can talk whatever they want to, but we win game one, which we should have. Oh. We lost 2 and 3. We win game four, and we would have won game five. Then we go back to L.A. up 3-2. So people can say it slipped away from us. People could say we made a lot of mistakes, which we did. But at the end of the day, we were the better team. Just a reminder, the Dodgers won that series 4-1.
Yeah. I hear what he's saying in this sense. If you take away Corey Seager's home run and Sewald closes out game one, maybe the Rangers don't win the World Series, even though the Rangers won 4 out of 5 games. But there's certain moments in series and momentum shifts, and I get, like, Reggie wished me a happy last day. Thank you, Reggie. I know he's working hard right now in Houston. Is there are certain moments in a series that changes everything.
Yeah.
That Seager home run changed everything. That Freddie Freeman Grand Slam home run off of Nasty Nestor changed everything. So I can
Jordan
see
Montgomery's
where he's coming
dive.
From.
Remember Jordan Montgomery's dive of the Tampa series? Changed everything in that series.
Yeah, there's certain moments that you're like, if that moment doesn't happen, does it change the outcome of the series? And we'll never know because we only know the reality that we saw play out. We can't go, all right, now let's play a reality where that doesn't happen. And now play game two this way. And now play game three this way. We don't know how certain series are going to play out, but the Mavericks losing game three in Miami the way they did changed everything. The Mavericks winning game two against Miami in 2011 changed everything. So I get what he's saying, but then to just go off of, well, I know now if Arizona wins game one and Corey Seager doesn't hit the homer, I know that Arizona wins that World Series. We don't know.
Yeah. Now, Mike, last Wednesday was your last day in the studio.
Yeah.
And you said it was the last day people could bring things to you at work.
Yeah.
Some people decided to take up that challenge.
Oh, wow.
And here is a note if you want to read it, and then I'll show you what we've got.
Okay, Mike, just a little going away present. Thanks for the entertainment and the support you've given the store over the years, Ryan and the RJ Duke Sports Crew in Allen near the McDonald's.
It's in McKinney.
In McKinney.
Still near the McDonald's.
Just past Allen.
You have to drive through Allen.
Yeah, that's,
dang it.
That is true.
RJ Dukes. Just if you're looking for them, that's that McDonald's off of 75.
Yeah, the one McDonald's that's in McKinney.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys so much. Ooh, this is a new product,
that
right?
That just came out yesterday. It's Topps Mint. Don't worry about it.
How'd they do this?
Don't worry about it, man. It's Topps Midnight right
there. Topps Midnight Basketball. And then...
Dude, that box looks amazing.
Panini 3 and 2.
Oh.
So if you would like to open those in this segment, great. Okay. If not, that would probably hurt Ryan and RJ
I will
Dukes.
Definitely. I'll start with Topps Midnight because it's a little bit smaller box. But I just want to say to Ginger, somebody on here?
Snap.
Ginger Snaps.
I don't know if
they said, should I ask for forgiveness for leaving the fan?
From the 3-2-1, Mike needs forgiveness for leaving the station. All right. I mean, so it sounds like you do, Mike.
I see. That's difficult for me because I kind of pushed him to do this job.
Ginger beard.
Mm. I was like, hey, Mike, you should do more of this. You should do this job. So I feel weird in that I pushed him to it. You don't need to ask me for forgiveness for leaving. So
okay.
I wanted this for you.
This is an extreme version, but somebody texted in, if the Mavericks didn't trade Luka, would they win the championship? Well, the Mavericks didn't think so because... According to Sam Amick, Doncic's affinity for drinking beer and smoking hookah bothered some with the former team. And then they believe with his health history, it will, quote, likely lead to catastrophe in the next 5 years or so. Catastrophe, Corey.
His demise will happen in that time.
I have a stupid question.
What?
What's hookah?
Okay. Hookah
is like flavored tobacco.
Yeah, kinda? Yeah. Okay. You get smoke, and everybody does the little. They got the little hookah thing where they got everybody has a little straw kind of thing. I don't know. It's a tube, and then
it kind of looks like Alice
right
in Wonderland,
and everybody kind of sits around and smokes it together. I don't know. I don't know how harmful it is. I really have no clue. I've never been a hookah.
To a hookah bar a couple times, but I've never.
I've always been around hookah bars, and I saw what was going on. It smelled good.
Yeah,
but I don't know much about it. Mike is now opening.
He said catastrophic in the
I
next.
I mean, if
five
this
years.
Isn't my day, look who's on the back before I look at the front. I mean, it's Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be Dwight Powell for sure.
Averaged 4 points and 3 rebounds for a season with the Mavericks, if you include his 0 points and 0 rebounds, all the games he didn't play.
Man, so freaking salty.
Aren't you guys going to miss that?
I am.
When I make, and then he beat us in the championship.
All right, what
it's
do we
midnight,
got?
Paul George. Man, two guys that don't like playing basketball.
Yeah, they book you in that.
They book in the non-basketball players. Midnight.
Oh, wow. That's
number
an auto.
2 of 12, Rayan Rupert.
2 of 12? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his Murdoch family, right?
Another autograph.
Is that one of the
of Omax Prosper.
You're kidding me.
Omax Prosper, did he play last night?
Did they play last night?
Yeah.
Charlotte.
We just started the segment
Moses
by talking
Brown
about how they won.
20 points and 20 rebounds.
You sure they played?
Yes. He did not play a lot. He only played 4 minutes.
Oh.
He's good, though, man.
Oh, that's a thick card.
Yeah.
That's a thickie.
That's a thick one.
About Sean Kemp, one of Dirk's favorite players?
What?
He was there for Dirk's retirement.
See, I couldn't get
Sean. Now he's here for mine.
I couldn't get Sean Kemp on the phone, so we figured, what is that number to?
50. 1 of 50. Mm, the number one.
The number one.
That's cool.
Trey Murphy.
Nice.
Oh, Trey Murphy.
I like Trey Murphy.
Yeah, I like him, too.
Jalen Hood.
Shafino. Or Shafiano. Yeah, I know.
I've never heard of him.
They call him the chef.
Yeah.
Does he play for the Lakers?
He did. I think he got moved, though.
Okay. To the Mavericks.
He's with Utah.
Oh, I think he's with Utah.
Yeah, I think he's
with
Utah.
And then the last card, numbered to 99 for the minutes he played for the Mavericks.
Golly.
Kristaps Porzingis. Hey, congrats on that championship you sat out most of the finals on. Well, he got hurt again. Well, big deal. He got hurt again. Well, can you believe it?
All right. So that's box number one.
That's awesome.
While you get
thanks, RJ Dukes.
To box number two. And look, we always say we love RJ Dukes. They're so helpful with Peace-A-Thon. And they shipped this out.
That is amazing.
To Arizona.
They are awesome.
Now, I don't know, because I don't know if you noticed yesterday when we all got back to the hotel and I hung back.
Oh.
It was because I had a package waiting at the desk.
Okay.
Kevin, I would also like to shout out and shout out Carter Freeman for getting the video of Mike going to the restaurant to see if the Hurtado hat that he left 1 year ago was still there. Carter has the video up on Twitter and I think Instagram as well right now.
They didn't have it.
Seriously, though, they came back with the hat. And I said, I don't think this is on the video. I go, get the F out of here. And it had an H on it.
Yeah.
And they were like, is this it?
I thought it was it, dude. I thought that was the
hat. They were
the
like, what is it? They asked me, what does it look like? And I was like, it says Hurtado on it. I forgot what it looked like. I just love that hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it at that restaurant approximately a year ago, and I never told them that it was a year ago.
That is
a
shame.
I just said I left my hat here.
Does the United States women's soccer team need to ask for forgiveness? They lost to Japan 2-1 in the finals of the She Believes Cup. It is the first time in 5 years they have not won this tournament. So they had won it, I guess, the first time in 6 years. They had won it 5 straight years. They won the She Believes title. Corey, do they need to ask for forgiveness? Or are you like, they did win 5 in a row, so we can cut them some slack?
Yeah, I don't wonder at what point. But it's always a new group, isn't it? Isn't it always a new group? Oh, my gosh. I will forgive them for now. But you need to get back on track. Start winning again, all right?
Okay.
You hear me?
So this is the one exception year that they get.
Now you got to win five in a row,
and then
you get an opportunity later on.
Okay.
This is a good card for me and you, because we like mayo.
Oh, yeah, I love mayo. Like Kevin hates
Kobe
mayo.
Kobe mayo, all right.
Yeah.
Who's the other patch?
John Mustard.
No, it's
not. That would be awesome. No, I think it's ketchup. It's
Tommy Ketchup.
No, there's no way.
I can't see this dude's name.
Philadelphia
Aiden Miller.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I need to look up
Eric Relish.
If it was Relish or Mayo or something like that, I was going to be like, good night. And there's a pack in there too, Mike.
A patchy card right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Panini 3 and 2. I'm curious what is in this pack. But I wanted to throw some of those Forgiveness Fridays out there as we go along. From the 817, we need forgiveness for not being at Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean,
right now?
I think, yeah, we're in Arizona right now, but I think we should be back there in September.
Oh, that's a dope Gunner card right there.
We got Gunnar Henderson, Nick Lofton, and Roger Clemens.
What? Ooh. That's an awesome card.
Yeah, number 3 of 8 for Roger.
3 of 8? Wow.
Yeah. I always wonder this, why they make these cards so thick. Like, yeah. It's not, there's
What's
nothing...
The
like, there's not a patch in it or anything. There's like, let's just make a super thick card.
Do you think some cards are just born a little thicker?
Do you like the thicker ones?
I don't know what you guys are... I don't like the thicker ones.
Okay.
I like the... I like this size card, unless it's has a patch. I get where they have to make it big, but I've just always been confused on like, oh, this is a thick card, and you think that's going to be like a jersey in there or something. You're like, well, they just wanted to make it thick.
Looks thick.
It is a shout-out Friday from the 903. Shout-out to the Martins Mill Lady Mustangs basketball team. Back-to-back state championships. Well done right there. And then from the 682, shout-out to Mike. He has made me love baseball all over again. I never miss baseball nuggets. That is from Kyle. And then shout-out to...
That does make me feel good.
Yeah.
That so many people have said either they weren't crazy about baseball or they lost the love for baseball over time. And through listening to our show and me talking about it, that they really like baseball again. So thank you so much when you say that. It makes me feel very good.
And I promise, Mike.
Or very well.
Very well. No. Even though you won't be on the show, but you knew he was going to say that. Even though you won't be on the show, we will do our damnedest to keep up that baseball legacy on this show. And then shout out to... He's going to be on the show, too. Why would you say that? Shout out to Ryan and the RJ Dukes crew in McKinney for sending along.
That's awesome. Thank you, RJ Dukes. You guys are awesome. And I'll give Kevin a big, long hug for it.
I'll do it right now.
That's okay.
Do it right now. Yeah, there it is.
It's too early in the show for that.
Somebody asked for a hug every segment.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I need to tell you a story about that. Coming up next.
Spilt a Band-Aid.
It's time for Gridiron Gravy. Do you care how fast this position runs in the 40? We'll do that next. Some more of your shout-outs right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Pressure coming. And the ball's out. Knocked away. Tennessee fell on it. Volunteers have it. The sack fumble, and there's number 27. You've been talking about him, James Pierce Jr.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Surprise in Arizona at Texas Rangers Spring Training, courtesy of ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. Luckily, we haven't had to do very many injury reports. Those injury reports are brought to you by Rhino Shield. But right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Here we go! With buttermilk biscuits.
There you go. Now let's start with Matthew Stafford.
Kevin, before we start there, it's me, Coach Ballsack.
Oh!
I can't believe what the Cowboys have done since I've left. I was out of there when Jason Garrett left, and I didn't come back because everybody was calling this guy Mike, and Mike can do this, and Mike can do that. And I said, stop calling him Mike. There's only one Mike. And it's Mike Bassick on the fan. But Coach Ballsack is here one more time to say, what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys? They suck 7-10, and nothing gets done there. And then they're all in. Yeah, right. You know what's all in? Nothing, Corey.
Okay.
Shut the hell up.
All right, Coach.
I'm sick of this crap, and I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing works. Nothing works with this organization. And Jerry's there drinking on his Miller Lights. I think that's the sponsor of the Cowboys. I forget. It's some sort of beer that they sip on their bus in Indianapolis. Start paying attention to the players there and start picking better players. And that's Coach Ballsack one last time.
Oh, man.
Holy moly. I want to let you guys know. I had no idea that was going to happen until the moment you yelled at me, and it took me probably another 2 seconds to figure it out. But now I can recreate how I should have known, because Mike told Ruben to shut the door, and I didn't know why.
I was like, what's happening? It's
and
so
then
loud.
He starts yelling, and I was not prepared for that.
Jared was next door to us looking in there going, what is going on over there?
But eventually, he loved it.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
It's his last date.
No, God, not with the ghost of Tom Landry. All right. So the situation with Matthew Stafford. He's meeting with the Rams today. Supposedly, he has contractual deals in place with both the Raiders and the Giants, because the whole deal about this is money and guaranteed money. Now, I know that the Rams would still have to figure out compensation when it comes to trading Matthew Stafford, but apparently the reports are this morning that both the Raiders and the Giants have come to financial terms with him. So I think we're going to find out a lot more today about whether the Rams are like, hey, we can't do that, and let's see if we can facilitate one of those trades.
I know the Giants appear to be like a fruitless organization at the moment.
Sure.
They still have work on their offensive line. Like, that's just a thing. They still have offensive line work they have to do. But his connection with Malik Nabers could be special.
Yeah.
And like, that could be the thing. New York, I would, if I'm him, I would prefer New York over Las Vegas, just because it just seems like that would might be the better situation. And in years, New York has had those moments where for a year or two, they pop up really well, and Vegas just continues to be a floundering group.
Can I ask you guys, I know this is tough for us. We're not football players. We've not made lots of money in our life. And I'm not saying that everybody in the NFL or in sports has made a lot of money. When you talk about, I would choose this team over the other, I understand that our wives support us, mm-hmm. and I don't know who's married and not married in these situations, but how much would you take less to play on a team that you think will be better? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think this is always fun for us to talk about, but when it would come to maybe your life,
proportionately based on the amount of money that I've made, I definitely think I would take 20% less, like,
for happiness.
Yeah, pretty instantaneously for competitiveness. Not even for happiness, but for competitiveness.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not sure what his, like, his wife seems to be fine going wherever. She was in Detroit forever.
Sure.
So, but that is an interesting conversation when it comes to, you've already made a lot of money. Obviously, your agent is going to have a say in this. He's going to be trying to talk you into taking the most. He's not going to be like, no, let's take less money. He's looking out for what's best for you, but he's also trying to make sure everybody's pockets are lined. And then there's also the Players Association, who does not want you to take less because they want you to take more, so everybody else's salaries continue to go up. So you're going to have that pressure from the outside of it, for one. And so those conversations, it really does come down to, you know, using your gut instinct on what's going to be best for you, though.
On the flip side, and it's not definitely going to happen, but are you surprised at the way this has played out from the Rams' perspective, where it feels like at times they're like, yeah, I guess you can take off if you want?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. They don't, they're just like, oh, but that might be where their organization is, you know, where they're looking at it going, no, we have a different route, and we may have, you know, run the course with this one. So, I actually, quite honestly, if both sides can have that conversation and not be butthurt about it, as they're, you know, neither one be butthurt as they're going away from it, it looks better for everybody.
How much do you guys care about the 40-yard time of a defensive end or a defensive lineman?
It's cool.
It matters in, like, you're just trying to get more of an idea of their athleticism, and I'm not saying that's the perfect gauge. It's not, but yes, they're never going to run straight for 40 yards, but it just gives you a little bit more information. I guess the sprint times of cornerbacks and the sprint times of wide receivers are maybe more important, even linebackers.
Maybe running backs, too, to a certain extent. Yeah. I realize a lot of
like, could they run away from people?
Well, and also, I mean, there is some sort of fun buzz about, can he break 4.2, whatever.
Right.
You know, with wide receivers. But you're not going to get that necessarily with a big defensive end. That being said, it's fun to watch a big dude run. And so that is always a fun thing.
Well, and that's why I wanted to play that specific highlight we came back with. James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee, he ran the fastest 40-yard dash among defensive linemen at a 4.47. And I get that that's the 40 is what everybody knows, but I was also fascinated his 10-yard split time was 1.56 seconds. And that feels like probably the more relevant statistic specifically for that position, and probably a few other positions. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to franchise tag Trey Smith, the offensive lineman, going into the next season. I believe he will make approximately $23.1 million, unless they still have the window to work on a long-term deal. But that seems like an offensive lineman that they love a lot, and I don't necessarily know if you want to be subtracting from that offensive line.
No, you don't. Not absolutely not.
They probably need to add a starter, right?
Maybe yes. Three starters.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
We got Creed.
That is good.
That's true.
Yeah.
And now Trey Smith. All right. The Buccaneers, I have to admit, I didn't know this was the case. Did you know that the Buccaneers took John Gruden out of their Ring of Honor? This happened like 4 years ago.
Oh, because of the email thing?
I'm sure. Well, they announced yesterday he's back in.
New ceremony.
Their Ring of Honor. Okay, Corey, my question for you. Would you want to be back in the Ring of Honor, and would you demand another ceremony to make it so?
I think being in a Ring of Honor is cool. I think you need another ceremony. I think that both of them need to happen. I'm happy that I'm back in, but I want another ceremony. If you're going to put me back in, celebrate me again.
Okay.
You obviously hurt my feelings when you took me out of it. So now I'm back in. Give me two celebrations. I want a party afterwards.
And then we go to Brian Schottenheimer, obviously out at the Combine. You've heard all kinds of great scoops from Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Brian Schottenheimer was talking about his desire to run the ball, and he used an analogy, a story, and said, I got in trouble for letting Russ cook a little bit in Seattle. Does that feel like a random drive-by on Russell Wilson?
Everybody was demanding to let Russ cook.
Yes.
Like that might not be his fault as much as
Mr.
the whole
Unlimited.
Yeah. Oh, damn,
the
I get
whole,
it.
The whole football world kept using that term, and then you saw for 7 games,
yeah,
he cooked well.
He did.
And then it fell apart after that. I don't know exactly if it was because he just kept letting him cook. Or
it's kind of like making a grilled cheese. You know, you can only leave it on the flat top for a certain amount of time.
Then it's going to burn.
Yep. And that's what Russ did.
He burned.
He cooked it too long.
By the way, one more thing for you. Cam Ward will not throw at the scouting combine, but he's already just dropping hints to the Titans. He goes, yeah, if I got drafted by the Titans, I would think it'd be plug and play from day one. So smart, smart strategy right there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm so excited for this segment. It's time for the Combo Platter Mike Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what will you miss most or least about Bassick? Next, right here on The Fan.